let's talk about the National Broadband Network, the NBN, or as some data from finder.com.au suggests, maybe it stands for the Not Bothered Network, because apparently, and this blew my mind, a third of Aussies who don't have the NBN aren't particularly fussed about it. Now, given the amount of political back and forthing on this, I expected it to be a far more hot topic in Australia. Here to discuss some of the data is Angus Kibben. He's the editor-in-chief at finder.com.au. Angus, good morning.
Good morning, Nick.
Now, this is intriguing to me because some of the stats that Finder's put out just absolutely blew my mind, including that 13% of people surveyed haven't even bothered to check if their home is connected.
Yeah, that figure really disturbed me. And I suppose, you know, maybe I live in, you know, I'm a geek. Maybe I live a little bit in that bubble of, ooh, if I knew I had the option of, you know, having the NBN, I'd be on it straight away. And I'd be checking constantly and finding out, ooh, I think it's coming in 6 months. I'm looking for the trucks to come. So, but it's, yeah, obviously a lot of people have, you know, far more people than I would have anticipated, have taken this view of, oh, you know what, it doesn't matter. I guess it'll happen eventually. If it happens, it happens. But they really haven't got engaged. And it's, yeah, for a topic that has been such a perennial point of discussion and such a big point of distinction between the major political parties, it's interesting that it, you know, seems to be slightly turning into a damp squib for some people.
Do you think it's been the political footballing that's made it such a pain in the bum for people to...
I do think that's probably a factor because we have been hearing about the NBN for an awfully long time. We're hearing about it for a long time before anything happened. So even in its original version, there was a lot of hype, and at that point, virtually nobody to get the service. Then we had a big change in the way it was going to be rolled out. So suddenly, yeah, you know, everyone was going to get fiber. Then suddenly, now everyone wasn't going to get fiber. Even after that, it didn't really seem to be happening. I suppose the irony is that we're just hitting the point now where it really is reaching a relatively large number of people. We've just crossed, I think, 3 million premises that have been passed by the NBN. So it's no longer a minority thing. It's no longer a thing that, you know, was only available in, you know, two regional towns and parts of Tasmania. But at that point, it did seem for a lot of people, they've gone, you know what, I'm sick of hearing about it. I don't really understand what it is. I'm just going to act like it didn't happen, and until my connection stops working, I won't do anything about it.
Look, the other one that got me is, and I'm just wondering if this is a bit of an education issue, 7% of the people that you surveyed didn't even know how to check if their home is going to be connected. Now, the NBN sort of certainly a couple of years ago came out of the gate like a bull. Do you think that it's just been... how do I put it? They've slowed down talking about it a little as the rollout didn't go the way they expected it to. I mean, this should be a big education campaign on how to check your home. You should be checking your home. There should be pamphlets going everywhere.
Yeah, I think one of the tricky things is that the NBN gets built, and yes, everyone should know that it's coming into their area, and you would see, you know, people popping up in shopping centres and things. But because the NBN doesn't actually sell you the service, because you're ultimately going to end up buying that from one of the big telco providers, there's this kind of balancing act where, as the wholesaler, NBN can't talk about it too much. And it's a little bit of an intrinsic fault in the way the system was designed. It's good that we have a wholesale platform. Mm. You'd never get national broadband otherwise. But it inevitably leads to, okay, well, often the most active role will be taken by the existing telcos in the area, and it just depends how much energy they've got around it. They might think, look, we're happy to sort of, you know, do these people in batches if they're on an expensive, slower plan, but they're still paying us. Not really in our interest to move them over necessarily.
Well, what do you think the next move is for NBN Co? Do you think they're going to keep it pretty quiet, or do you think they should actually give a bit of a push and get Aussies excited again?
Well, I think, yeah, I do think, yeah, as it is getting rolled out further, and if, you know, as we get closer and closer to the current closing date of 2020, yeah, they do have to get that saying to people, hey, you want to be able to, yeah, get online, find out when it's there, find out what your options are, what the different speeds mean, because it's the other thing that always surprises me, that people don't go for the higher speeds. You know, the vast majority of people, they don't go for the absolute slowest, but they go for the second slowest. So,
is that right?
Yeah. We've seen this consistently across the NBN take-up data, that people tend to, they don't go for the absolute slowest speed is not much different to ADSL. So people will go one up from that. But you see very little take-up of the 50 and 100 speeds, which are the, you know, the high, you know, part of the point of having the system. So, there's definitely, a hardcore people who really care about this stuff, and a lot of people who are still just waiting to see what happens, I think.
Look, Angus, it's going to be an interesting time up to 2020. Thanks very much for sharing the data with us this morning.
My pleasure.
Thank you. That was Angus Kibben, editor-in-chief, finder.com.au. Look, the other stat we didn't talk about, the other one that got me, 10% of Aussies that live in an NBN-ready home haven't activated the service. Now, look, I think Angus said it right. Maybe if you're a bit of a tech head like I am, you live in a bit of a bubble. You're constantly worried about whether this is coming your way. You're constantly excited for it to come your way. I'm just blown that 1 in 10 Aussies can get it and just don't care. Do let us know what you think. Are you on? Are you on the NBN? Do you care about the NBN in your area? Is it something that's exciting to you? Is it something you didn't even know was being rolled out? At 2SER is how to chat to us on Twitter.